Hi there. The word for you today is wholeheartedly. In Genesis 15, verse 6, the Amplified Bible, we read that Abraham believed in, trusted in, relied on, and remained steadfast to the Lord. Now, Abraham came from a land of idol worshippers. He was actually the first in his family to serve the true God. And to do it, he had to overcome his background, his training, and the opinions of those around him. In obedience to a God he didn't fully know, he had to leave the security of home and head for a destination he couldn't describe to anyone. Did Abraham have flaws and weaknesses? Sure. Find somebody who doesn't. Did Abraham make mistakes? Yep. Some big ones. But it's mind-blowing what God will do for and through a man or woman who will, quote, trust in, rely on, and remain steadfast to God. One word sums up how Abraham served God: wholeheartedly. God made a covenant with him, promising him fame, wealth, long life, protection, and a miracle child in his old age. And Abraham's blessings are actually promised to you when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Tracking Abraham would have been easy, because everywhere he went, he built an altar to God. There are several recorded in the Bible, the most famous, of course, being the one on which he laid his son Isaac. You see, there was nothing, and there was no one Abraham loved more than God. And here's the bottom line for you. What God did for Abraham, he has promised to do for you if you'll serve him wholeheartedly. He'll actually cause people to look at you and say, "That man, that woman serves a God who really cares about them, because nobody else could make those things happen in their life." The blessing of God is what you get in exchange for wholehearted devotion. And when you think about it, it's a small price to pay.